So just because Charlie notifies us that something's brewing doesn't mean that we're supposed to run over to the city hall. Mobilization is not authorized. And it's time to initiate your pre-deployment checklist activities. Now, on the as far as the checklist, what were the three sections of the checklist that we talked about in the last class?
Position.
And that
radio
meant,
yeah. And personal.
Okay. And what does position, radio, and personal? What is that? Of what? What did? How were they different?
Well, position is what equipment you need for whatever job you're going to do. If you're going to be a field radio operator, that's different than if you're going to be, you know, in the EOC. Radio is any accessories, equipment you need to give you some flexibility in the radio operation. And personal is, you know, clothing, medication, depending on how long your event's going to be, what you need for your own personal comfort.
Right on. Okay, great. And where do we find the checklist in our manual? In what section? Anybody know? It's important so that we can go to it quickly when we need it. Now, if you weren't at the meeting, this most recent meeting, you probably don't know because it was a handout.
Was a new page in that.
It sure was. It was. Charlie, you can't answer. You did it.
Five thirty.
5-30. Right on. Okay, so that was a new addition of the checklist. So during notification, we start getting ready. Starting to get ready is to go through the checklist, think about what do we need, what did I like to have, and maybe begin to look in our go box to be sure we've got it. Okay, moving on to the activation. Oh, before we leave that, now over on the handout, which shows the different levels, notice that notification has two standard activation levels. We'll talk more about that later, but it's key to notice that we're going from a normal situation to merely being notified. Activation. Okay, activation is confirmation by the organization that resources will or likely will be needed. Actually, before I go there, let's go back. I forgot. Okay, one of the things that I wanted to highlight is if you look at the email that I sent out pertaining to the SET exercise, you'll notice that I said in the first bullet item under important things to have, know, or do, that by virtue of the email, this particular email, that you were at a alert level, standard activation level alert, which is a SAL-2. If you look on the handout, that in fact is the second of two levels of notification. So what I was trying to help you understand was that the email was notification. And again, Jay is correct. If the probably the initial time we talked about it was an email several weeks ago when I described the entire scenario. That could be considered a level one. Okay, notification. Well, let's just move on to activation. Activation is confirmation by the organization that resources will are likely be needed to assist. And activation is merely indicating that we are a part of the incident. Okay. So, for example, in the SET, we're going to kick off whenever we kick off a resource net, and the purpose of the resource net is to take an inventory of resources, meaning bodies of who's available. That is an activation. That, by virtue of the fact we're doing a resource net, it's an activation of saying, okay, who's available. And on the email that I sent out pertaining to the SET, you notice that, and by the way, this email pertaining to the SET, for sake of the persons listening to the audio tape, is now on the website as an attachment. But the resource net merely is saying that we're in a standby mode. Mobilization is still not authorized, so you can't hop in your car and join the travel net yet. And we just continue to get ready. Continue to go through that checklist to be sure everything is in place, so that when we move on to mobilization, the next level, that in fact, if the person who's doing the net says, I need you now, they'll be able to hop in the car and go to the incident. So definition of mobilization is movement of specific volunteer resources are confirmed and authorized. Now the authorization to protect you is you probably shouldn't be moving unless you get what's called a mobilization code from the net control, the resource net control. And we're going to try to do that on Saturday. So, okay. So the bottom bullet on slide 9 says, "Are you ready now?" The key emphasis is right now. Can you be mobilized? Okay, now we're going to move on to slide 10, and this talks about organizational autonomy. And from the first bullet item talks about ICS and, in fact, the ZRICS respects organizational autonomy regarding how we notify, how we activate, and how we mobilize our people. And each organization is responsible for creating and testing and evaluating this. Now, an example of that was when Wayne had the Plaza de la Paz exercise, the actual notification, activation, and mobilization processes for Mission Viejo, Laguna Niguel, and the Tri-Cities Races Group were all done by those three respective organizations. Even though Wayne was in charge of the overall incident, the autonomy, organizational autonomy was preserved because each organization had their own resource net. And it was only when we had gone through the resource net, confirmed who was available, that list was then communicated by Charlie to Wayne, who was overseeing the entire incident. I think I say that correct, right? Okay. So let's look at an element of this. Let's contrast. On the handout that shows the different escalation levels, the standard, standardized activation levels. You notice on the left-hand side is kind of a orange box, and it talks about that the SAL level numbers, level SAL 1, or SAL 0, SAL 1, SAL 2, SAL 3, up to SAL R, and the keywords, and those keywords are normal. SAL 0 is normal, SAL 1 is notice. If you look carefully there, you can see it. SAL 2 alert, SAL 3 standby, SAL 4 stage, SAL 5 deploy, SAL 6 disaster, and SAL R recovery. That these remain the same across all organizations. And again, Ray with Lugan and Miguel confirmed that they have, in fact, have maintained exactly the same terminology. That means that if we went over there to help them out, or vice versa, that there would be no confusion. The specific response, on the other hand, which is, you can see for each of those SAL levels, that is the responsibility of each organization. And we're still debating to what degree we modify the response for Mission Viejo, or for Laguna Niguel, or for Tri-Cities. The situation there is that if we maintain exactly the same same responses, then it sure would be a lot easier for us to help each other. If, on the other hand, we decide that we're going to change it totally to be the way we've always done it for Mission Viejo, or the way the Laguna Niguel's always done it, then there'll be tremendous confusion when we do mutual aid. So there's got to be a balance, even though autonomy is allowed by ICS and ZRICS. Moving on to slide 11. Okay, organizational autonomy, it really deals with who, or how, who, and when, and if notification, activation, and mobilization is going to occur. And obviously the procedures, protocols, and forms involved. So from an organizational autonomy perspective, let's think about notification, activation, and mobilization as pertains to Mission Viejo only. And let's think in terms of, for example, what are the things in our member notebook manual? What do we call it?
I call it a handbook.
Handbook. Member handbook. I struggled with that. Okay. In our member handbook, what are the particular forms that Mission Viejo has in their member handbook pertaining to notification? I came up with two items.
There's a call out tree.
Yep. And what section is that? 3. Correct. It's 3, but dash what? Okay. 3-4. Okay, write these down. Okay, it's important because we need to know how to get to this information quickly in our manuals. Okay. Now, I can't do it either. It took me a while to research it. But, okay, call out tree is page 3-4. What else is considered notification for Mission Viejo? A tool to be used for notification.
3-3 email address list.
Yeah, the email list. Yeah. In fact, we've got that in our computers, you know, when either Charlie or I send out something We've got distribution lists